K99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel, and joining me today is Cameron Haley. Cameron is going to be driving the number 32 this Sunday in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. Cameron, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Talk about this opportunity you have this weekend.
Well, it's just amazing to be able to race in the Truck Series, let alone race in Canada, my home country, for the first race. I've had a huge opportunity between Turner Scott Motorsports, my sponsor, Cabinets by Haley. All those two organizations have done for me has led up to this point, and it's just amazing to finally be able to make my very first Camping World Truck Series start.
That's great. Now, talk about your progression in your racing career.
Well, I started racing go-karts when I was 7 years old, right here in my hometown, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And from there, I moved to Baby Grand Stock Cars when I was 11 years old. I raced that for 3 years before moving into a super late model when I was 14. I only really raced that for about a year before I moved into the K&N Pro Series West 2 weeks after my 15th birthday, and at that time became the youngest driver to ever start in the series. And from there, I raced in the K&N Pro Series West for 2 years before moving to the K&N Pro Series East, which is my very first year, and that's this year.
And what do you like about racing?
I could go on for days, but it's really just been a passion of mine ever since I was old enough to even walk around. I used to have a little pedal tractor that had little plastic tires on the back. And I'd race it around my yard at home and get Dad to tie me in a little oval we have at our house. And I did burnouts on the plastic tires and did it so many times I actually wore holes right through the plastic. So I guess you could say it's just the sheer passion that I have for the sport that I've had ever since I was old enough to even understand it.
So you're ready to do donuts at Canada Motorsports Park, is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be my number one priority when I get there.
Now, does racing run in your family?
No, I'm the first generation racer in the family.
Wow.
It's just something I've always loved ever since I was little. And like I said, it's just something I was good at. I'm not really sure why I'm good at it. I haven't really had any family members even remotely know about racing, let alone having a kid that does so well in racing. And hopefully I'll just be able to carry that on generation to generation.
Now, what have you learned racing in the different levels where you've been?
Well, obviously, each level presents a new challenge. Going up in the Camping World Truck Series, it's part of NASCAR's three elite series. And along with that comes a lot of press, a lot of media stuff. That's always something you have to get used to and learn to do well with. But also the competition level goes up so high. And each level you go up, it just gets harder and harder and harder, and you just have to learn to keep your cool, manage your emotions, and learn as much as you can from the veterans that are in that series already.
Now, your first race is this weekend. What other races do you have with the Camping World Truck Series?
I'm going to be going to Loudoun, New Hampshire in September, and then Texas Motor Speedway at the end of October. It's going to be my very first mile and a half. Uh-huh. I've been to Loudoun, New Hampshire before in the K&N car earlier this year. So I have a good start to go into that race with. But Texas is going to be my very first mile and a half. It's a fast mile and a half. It's going to be a huge learning curve for sure.
Well, talk to me about Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. What are your concerns going into that race?
I don't have too many concerns. I have a great crew chief. Mike Hellman Jr. has a ton of experience. I've worked with him during the test sessions we've had for this race. It's been awesome to work with him so far. You know, I think we have an awesome team. Turner Scott Motorsports has given me amazing equipment to work with. Like I said, awesome crew chief, awesome sponsor, and I think we have all the pieces and puzzles to get that win.
Have you spoken with your teammates for the race? Have you gotten any advice?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Ron Hornaday has obviously a ton of experience in the series. Ben Kennedy, I used to race K&N cars with him. We're definitely friends in that respect, and between the two of them, I'm going to have a ton of information to go into the race with.
Well, that'll be awesome. Congratulations. I got to tell you, I grew up in Shelby, Montana, which is 40 miles south of the Canadian border.
Yep.
And about a couple of hours south of Calgary. So I'm a Calgary Flames fan. Go hockey.
So wow.
I'm not that far away from a perspective. Anyway, I'm far away now because I live in Indiana.
Yeah.
But I know the area in which you're talking because I've been to Calgary quite a few times. So
oh, nice.
That's fun.
Believe it or not, I'm Canadian, obviously, from heart. I've been here ever since I was little. And I can say that I'm really not that much of a hockey fan.
Really?
I think any Canadian listening to this would probably have some nasty words to say to me, but I've always been a NASCAR fan.
Well, good. Yeah, well, we were just hockey fans because that's the way it is in Montana. It's cold and it's all the time. And thanks for sharing the cold weather, by the way. I appreciate that.
Well, we're actually having some pretty nice weather right now, so hopefully you guys can keep it and we can get some warmer weather up here.
All right. Well, Cameron, good luck to you this weekend and at New Hampshire and at Texas. And I have one more question for you.
Yep.
What is your favorite kind of cake?
Oh, I was asked this the other day.
Really?
And my very favorite kind of cake is strawberry shortcake. I have no idea why, but I love it. It's the best.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Anita.
That's Cameron Haley. He'll be driving the number 32 Cabinets by Haley Chevrolet Silverado for Turner Scott Motorsports this Sunday. For Behind the Wheel, I'm Anita Gooden.